In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The great feast of Saint Anne is coming soon, and she is one of the greatest of all the saints in the history of the world. Thus, she deserves some attention. Now, when God works, he has the good of the whole in mind, as well as the good of the faithful, the individual. We could think of it in terms of maturity. Maturity on our part, in order to do the good that God wants us to do, we have to be mature. Thus, he has the good of the whole in mind. Thus, he allows certain things to happen that are for our maturity. Now, one of the parables that helps us see this is the parable of the weeds and the wheat. This decision of the Lord to allow the weeds and the wheat to grow up together seems contrary to our human way of thinking. Why punish the good by having them grow up next to the bad? The faithful next to the unfaithful. Sometimes even in the same pews, in the same parish, same family. What's going on there? So in order for the good grain to reach full maturity without failing, God allows the weeds to continue. Once again, he has a bigger view in mind than we do. We can understand everything that God does. God has our ultimate maturity in mind. So maturity is an essential trait for the servant of God. In a way, that is what we are doing here on earth. And so we could define maturity as coming to the full stature of Christ, becoming another Christ. One could also think of it sort of in a paradoxical way. That full maturity is actually becoming a little baby before God, such that you fit in the crib. If you fit in the crib, you're ready for heaven. Thus the gospel today. Do not hold back the little ones for me. So maturity has to do with Christ. Full maturity is come to full stature in Christ. Now, why did God make Saints Joachim and Anne wait to receive a child? Well, apart from the significance of their age and sterility being linked to the Old Testament, they were a type. They represented the Old Testament, that it was sterile and something needed to happen. Thus, God intervened. Thus, we have them in old age having a child. That's true. But we can also consider that they had to reach full maturity of Christ before becoming the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the grandparents of Christ himself. Let us therefore spend a little time considering a few elements of this maturity. Now to do this, I'd like to turn to St. Paul. St. Paul says, speaking of himself, who, by the way, is the one who was inspired to use that term to come to full stature in Christ. St. Paul says, "We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us." So true maturity is humble. The humble person knows the truth about himself, that he is mere earthen vessel. He knows his place and he takes his place. Once again, he becomes a little baby before God. I am nothing. I can do nothing. I am worth nothing. But with you, I can do all things. Saints Joachim and Anne were humbled before God. They knew that all power came from him. That ultimately he gave life and he took life as he saw fit. Thus, they abandoned themselves to his will in prayer especially. That's maturity. You can see an immature person, they often get out of their place very easily. They make demands upon others that they have no right to make. They make statements that are beyond their capacity. They make judgments all the time that are not theirs to make. That's an immature person. We'll go on. St. Paul says, "We are afflicted in every way, but we're not constrained." So the mature person is detached. It's one of the hardest things to do in this life, is detachment. It's one of the themes of St. John of the Cross. Detachment, detachment, detachment. One could call him the doctor of detachment. If you read his works, it's like a thread that weaves all the way through. Let go. It's hard. And this is why the mature are not constrained. An attached person reacts to affliction. They cannot let go of something and are thereby constrained. And the devil loves it because he can come to that attachment and get them to sin again or do something sinful or wrong. This causes them much undue pain and sorrow, where the mature person, once again, as St. Paul says, is not constrained. He's afflicted in every way, he says, but not constrained. Job on his dunghill, afflicted in every way, but not constrained. Thus he was able to rise up refreshed, renewed, healthy, able to pray for others and save the day and start afresh. St. Paul goes on, we are perplexed but not driven to despair. The mature person mortifies their understanding, that they may not see why something has to be this or that way. We are perplexed. I don't know why God's doing this. I have some ideas, but I'm not quite sure. There's a lot of things going on in the world that are perplexing. They nevertheless, the mature, that is, work through it with God's power. Humanly speaking, it does not make much sense to allow the bad to flourish next to the good. And right now, we're talking flourish. Right? But this is something God has decided, allowed, permitted, and we can try to have the permissions revoked, which is wise. But the mystery behind the permissions, why is God, I don't know, allowed these wheat to grow up and so much weed? And will the wheat survive? Saints Joachim and Anne had to mortify their understanding as to why they could not have a baby in a timely way. So holy, so devout, so observant of God's law. The mature person readily accepts they do not have all the solutions. And they may be wrong as well when they think they do. Once again, they're perplexed, but not driven to despair. St. Paul goes on, we are persecuted, but not abandoned. The mature person, when wounded, looks up to the top of the mountain to see the Christ. He looks to the stations of the cross, in other words, to see the Christ slain from the foundation of the world. They know they're not abandoned. He is there dying, even now, as it were, in the Mass, represented for us today. And we may ask, where are you? St. John did, St. John of the Cross. Where were you? Where are you? In his narrow cell, imprisoned and dying of hunger. They may cry out at times, where are you? And he is right there, fighting the abuse of freedom we experienced every day with the divine freedom of dying on the cross for us, giving us power and encouragement to climb, climb, climb. I am drawing all things to myself that are willing. Are you willing? Then you must become like I am. Thus, St. Paul adds, we are always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Thank you, St. Paul. So the mature person seeks consolation from the crucified Christ. Not from worldly sources of relief, comfort foods, comfort friends, whatever it is. When Saints Joachim and Anne could not have a child, they each prayed. And tradition has them praying where? Under a tree. Isn't it interesting? They both were praying under a tree. symbolizing the tree of life, symbolizing the cross. St. Paul goes on, we are struck down but not destroyed. The mature person profits from criticism and correction and even false accusations and rejection. They're not destroyed, not crushed. They're not, I'm getting out of here, I'm sick of you, that kind of thing. I'll show you. Nope. They're struck down, but they are not destroyed. The tradition of Saints Joachim Ann holds that they were ridiculed for being barren, even by their own. Very much like St. Anne's namesake, Hannah, of the Old Testament, before she had Samuel, the great prophet. It is held by Venerable Mother Mary of Agreda that even those in her house, her own servants, were ridiculing her, mocking her, in her pregnancy even, after she had a child. Oh, you're the sport of a demon, they would say of her. How cruel. But how kind and mature was St. Anne in dealing with these people. We're struck down, but not destroyed. And finally, St. Paul says, everything indeed is for you. The mature person works not for himself, but for the good of others. First for Christ, first for God, and then for his church, and then for his fellow man, his spouse, his children, his parish, whatever it is. Like her namesake Hannah of Old Testament, St. Anne gave her most beloved child, the most beautiful creature God ever made, the Blessed Virgin. She gave her over to the temple at age of 3. Can you imagine how hard that would be? You've only had this treasure of treasures for 3 years, and you're going to give her up to the temple? Detachment, detachment, detachment. She gave her back to God for the good of all men. Thank you, St. Anne. Everything indeed is for you. That's maturity. With these saints and all the saints, let us seek full maturity, full stature in Christ, for the sake of God and his church. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.